Okay, child and adolescent mental health services have been riding high as a story, unfortunately, due to their dire state, according to a report by the Mental Health Commission. So now that the focus is on them and there's been political discussion of them, what's going to happen? Let's have a look at the debate about it first. Ciara Phelan, what were the results, or what were the main issues raised in the CAMHS debate today in the Dáil?
Yeah, it was generally what we have been hearing a lot about all week, Colm. Stephen Donnelly said, you know, that he's going to engage further on what additional actions are warranted to get this, what can only be described as devastating and very bleak issue, solved. But questions are posed to him about, you know, recruitment of consultant psychiatrists, case studies detailed about children who were left unchecked for months, years in some cases. And I think that the focus essentially is on now what exactly the government is going to do to ensure these posts are filled. And Stephen Donnelly is depending on his new consultant's contract to hopefully attract consultant psychiatrists. However, a lot of people that, including members of the IMO, are saying that he's naive to think that this contract is going to attract consultant psychiatrists and that he needs to go back to the drawing board. I mean, consultants and psychologists weren't entirely surprised or shocked by this CAMHS interim report, and the fact that it was an interim report, that it was so bad that Dr. Finnerty had to publish it without doing a complete audit of all the CAMHS services. I mean, like, it highlighted that there's a postcode lottery about getting access to a psychiatrist. For example, in Cork and Kerry, there was 186 children waiting over a year, but none were waiting that long in other counties, such as Mayo. And essentially that the issue here is that they don't have enough trained mental health staff. And despite there being a budget of €1.2 billion, you just have to ask two questions. Where is the money going? Three questions. Why is there no initiative or further push from the government to attract people into these positions? And who is accountable for what has gone on in our health service to the most vulnerable people in society?
Okay, well, we are slightly against the clock between now and the end of the programme. So if you can keep your contributions brief in answering some of those questions. Gary Gannon, where do you think the focus should be in terms of recruitment and retention in order to fully staff the services that children in distress deserve?
That goes without saying. So in a very brief time, one of the things I was talking about today is the absence of IT infrastructure. We're talking about recruitment of staff. We are still using paper and pens for when a young person comes to receive treatment. It's written notes. 2 years later, we're losing the capacity to even know what medication that young person may have been given. We are in a horrendous state. And so for me, recruitment staff, absolutely, consultant contracts will make it different. The absence of an IT infrastructure in 2023 that we can track a young person's treatment throughout their time in this process is unforgivable. So successive ministers, we have a Taoiseach and a Taoiseach, both former health ministers. This is ridiculous.
And the IT infrastructure is not further along, because we heard yesterday at the Health Committee, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform knocked the HSE back with the last business case they went to with them on.
Well, let's talk about what has happened and where, you know, the reports that we're dealing with. And they were, and about how this will make life different and improve life for those who rely on CAMHS services.
Well, they said the standard of care was excellent for those who are in the service.
It is. And
but we've also heard many case studies, people who have come forward about the waiting times and everything else, and the onward referral and the monitoring of people. So,
okay, so let's talk about, you know, the process in these reports. First of all, they were commissioned by Mary Butler. She wasn't happy with what was happening in Kerry. As a result of the Maskey report that came out of Kerry, she requested that the Mental Health Commission would carry out this report. In defence of the Minister, and to come to the point about where we are with regard to staffing and recruiting. So in the 2 years that the Minister has been there, we have seen the number of staff who are working in mental health increase from 10,000 to 10,500. There are 800 working in CAMHS, and that's an additional 85 clinical staff that have come working within CAMHS within the last 2 years.
So now, why yes, are the psychiatric nursing of Ireland on, Malcolm yeah, coming out on 2 days ago and saying that they're concerned about the 15 beds in Cork?
Hang on. Let me and there are problems in some of the C, and you're correct in terms of that there is a community health organisation area lottery in terms of some of the services. But what we're saying is that there are additional posts that are being filled. As of Monday, for instance, that there is a new team which includes a national lead for youth mental health. And that's not just one individual. It's an entire team that is going to tackle specifically the youth mental health. Gary's entirely right. I mean, I find it bizarre that we're seeing areas of our health service still operating on a paper-based system, which is one of the criteria. The other, which is in terms of the long-term solution, which is that there's an increase in the number of college places.
It may be bizarre, but it's partly explained, Colberry, at the Health Committee, where the HSE went with a business plan for the rollout of e-health records, and it was knocked back by the Department of Public Expenditure, and now they're having to go again at it, which means we're not looking at it in maybe 6 or 7 years' time.
Yeah, I mean, that's where ministerial direction comes in. The minister directs the following, and you sign the letter, and that's a legally binding document. That's what's required. Two other things that would certainly help is, from a structural point of view, we need a national director of mental health, a seat at the top table, the HSE, to advocate for better resources. And secondly, and this is criminal, still ongoing, but there's your listeners may not know, but there's actually 9 CHOs. These are the community health organisations, and there's 6 hospital groups, and even their geographical responsibilities aren't even aligned. So as Malcolm will probably say next, the regional health areas that are coming in next year should make a big difference. I'm not surprised at all that patients are lost to follow up. There's one hospital group that are, it's overlapping with 3 different CHOs. They don't even know who to pick up the phone to. And so structured, this needs to be restructured, and hopefully it's going to happen next year.
All right, Malcolm Byrne.
So ultimately what we've got to achieve is that every child who needs access to the service, that they're going to be able to get access to the service. As the reports have found, and as you've said, when you get into the service, it is a very good service. There is a problem with a minority who are on waiting lists. So to give you the current statistics, there are currently 3,937 children on the CAMHS waiting list. Of those waiting,
for how long?
Of those waiting more than 52 weeks, it's 579. So that is completely unacceptable. There is a problem within certain CHO areas.
But what's the threshold for getting access to CAMHS? Because the people have said that unless suicidal ideation or self-harm is being expressed by the young person, they just won't make it over the threshold.
Yeah. So it is a case, there are also 2 challenges. Since COVID, there's been an increase of about 21% in the number of referrals. So COVID has obviously had an impact on the number of children and young people being referred. In terms of urgent referrals, which is some of the cases you were talking about, 93% of urgent referrals are seen within 3 days.
But he's talking about the threshold, how bad it has to get before they're seen.
I accept, but the thing is, this is about what actions are being taken.
Okay, that's it.
I'm afraid we're
out of time. We're back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.